Today is the 5th of May, 2017, and I've entitled this message, Why Arminians Reject the Gospel. Now, I know that's kind of a catchy title, but there are a lot of reasons why Arminians reject the Bible. Of course, the principal one is, if they continue to reject the gospel, it's because they are not one of His. They're not one of God's elect. And that's why they come against election with such a vehemence. They don't want to come under the authority of God and repent in dust and ashes and flee to the cross of Jesus Christ. Rather, they want to hold on to their own free will as a means of their own salvation, don't they? But I was thinking about my own experiences in firsthand in Arminians rejecting the gospel. Now, oftentimes they will reject those who are proclaimers of the gospel, or those who they know are proclaimers of the gospel. You know, Scripture tells us it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. If we have any love of God in us, it's because we have been shown the mercy and grace of God. Romans 9:16 is where I was quoting that. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. About 22 years ago, whatever, many of you know that I was involved in a case against the state of Missouri for, I was wrongfully terminated for refusing to license homosexuals as foster parents and place children with homosexuals. And it resulted in my termination as a social worker with the state of Missouri. And as a result of that experience, because the principal attorneys on the case, of course, was Jay Sekulow with the American Center for Law and Justice, and because it was a hot news story at the time, it got out in the press, and so I would have never met some of the people that I had met had I not been involved in this lawsuit against the state of Missouri. And by the way, the good Lord brought a victory to us in that lawsuit. I can't imagine if that lawsuit were going on today. But the point I'm trying to point out to people is that, by and large, probably every single person involved in that case at that time, except for myself and my wife and my son Mark, were rank Arminians. And I really was just starting to come out of Arminianism because I was so steeped in this false doctrine. Of course, all of Sekulow's organizations are Arminian. I mean, he's Assembly of God. The chief counsel on the case was Francis Mannion, who was Roman Catholic. But what I found within the press, supposedly the Christian news press, was they were all rank Arminians as well. The Christian Broadcasting Network, of course, Pat Robertson was behind Regents University, where Jay Sekulow, was involved. But what I found was that the overwhelming thing that happened to me was I had all of this acceptance by the quote Christian community, in quote. And when I say Christian community, I'm talking about Arminian. They're really not synonymous terms, because Arminians do not believe the gospel, so how can you call them Christian? But anyway, they called themselves Christian, put it that way. And like, for an example, I've shared this before, but one of the top people in Kansas City, who also is a national figure, Dick Bott, who owns I don't know how many supposed Christian radio stations throughout the United States, probably 25 or 30, I don't know now. But he had invited me on his program to tell my story of this case, and as a result of being on his broadcast several times, he invited, we got together for a meeting, and I guess was sat down with him, and not only with him, but also with his son and with his daughter. And what came out of that meeting was that Dick Bott discovered that I did not believe the doctrine of free will. And since that time, I've never been on his program since. You know, at that time, he had, you know, he was talking about trying to get me to go on a national speaking circuit with Phyllis Schlafly of Eagle Forum. And later I found out that Phyllis Schlafly, was it Phyllis Schlafly I believe it was Phyllis Schlafly. I always get Phyllis Schlafly and Beverly LaHaye mixed up. But it was Phyllis Schlafly. And the thing that is amazing to me is that, you know, when we were in that meeting, Dick Bott mentioned that one of his favorite people was Charles Finney. And that brought about a separation from us. Each other. I do not support Charles Finney. I do not promote his false doctrine of Arminianism. I do not promote his denial of the original sin and substitutionary atonement and imputed righteousness. Yes, Charles Finney denied all of those things. And so this had a big impact because, of course, Dick Bott was well known not only locally in Kansas City area, but nationally across the country. There were numerous examples I could give you of this happening. When Dick Bott found out that I upheld the sovereignty of God and salvation and rejected the likes of Charles Finney, he didn't want to have anything else to do with me. There was a local, another local broadcaster, Tri-City Baptist Church, and I'm having a hard time remembering that pastor's name. But anyway, he invited me on his radio program, and I went to his huge mega church and his plush broadcasting studios in Independence, and did a broadcast with him, and I visited his church a couple of times, and they were promoting the doctrine of free will. Tri-City Baptist Church was promoting the doctrine of Arminianism, and so I could not associate or fellowship with them based upon their false gospel. You know, and of course, at that time, Dr. D. James Kennedy was living. I didn't realize that Billy Graham had dedicated Coral Ridge Church, Coral Ridge Ministries, Dr. D. James Kennedy's church. I didn't know that he was in cahoots with Billy Graham, because I had heard some pretty sound messages by Dr. D. James Kennedy regarding the gospel. He was Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I believe that's where it was from. And he had sent me a letter and stated that I was going to be invited to come and speak at his church. And it never happened. It never happened. The word got out. This Larry Phillips, I had written a book called Phillips versus the State of Missouri. In that last chapter of the book, I proclaimed the sovereignty of God in all things, giving God the glory in all providence and in salvation. And these people began to reject me when they found out. Even though I had taken a stand against licensing homosexuals as foster parents and placing children with homosexuals, they gave lip service to being behind me, but they weren't behind my doctrine. And I could give numerous stories regarding this. And why is this? Well, we know that Scripture bears this out. You know, in Romans 9:11, the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but him that calleth. You know? And in verse 50, he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the Scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Well, these people did not like that message at all. I got letters, you know, originally I got letters from John Hagee and the Focus on the Family group, and, you know, I had a whole stack of letters from Christian ministries, and when they found out that I was in the Sovereign Grace camp, they no longer wanted to have anything to do with me. You know, the Arminian ministry is based upon the love of money. The love of money is the root of all evil. Why do I say that? Because their ministry is based on their works, their bus ministries, their missions, their huge mega churches. You know, Focus on the Family has a worldwide ministry. Coral Ridge Ministry had evangelism explosion. Dick Bott had, you know, plus 20 radio stations throughout the United States. Jay Sekulow had a national, an international law firm, okay? Major fundraising mechanisms. Sent out fundraiser letters regarding my case. And, you know, I was told by Francis Mannion that he made a lot of money off of fundraising on that case. And I'm thankful that God used Sekulow to bring about a victory for us in the courts. God can even use Arminians to glorify himself, but you know what? I do not endorse Arminianism and their doctrine. And I made it very eminently clear. My own mother's church in Overland Park, Church of God Holiness Church, they had me come and speak. And when they found out I'd written this book, they hadn't read the book, of course, and they were going to put it out in their camp meeting because everybody knows my mom. And the screening committee for the camp meeting called my mom and said, I'm sorry, but we cannot have Larry's book at the camp meeting because of what he proclaims in the book. What was that? The sovereignty of God in salvation. Okay? they cannot bear the truth that says it is not of him that willeth nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. They want to believe it is of their will. They want to believe it is of their running. They want to believe that they are meriting something by doing all these works. And they have rejected the true gospel of Jesus Christ. By grace are you saved, through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8. Well, as I continued on, I found out that I was being rejected by those who at one time had wholeheartedly brought me into their fold, because they thought this would be a national way of, you know, I don't know what they thought. Maybe they thought it was a fundraising mechanism. I don't know, but they began to reject me. And it was not a real good experience. It was not a real good experience, you know. And even to this day, those same people, they've never called me back up. You know, Dick Botts never called me. Tri-City Ministries has never called me. Of course, D. James Kennedy is dead now. And, you know, Billy Graham's, I think it was his nephew, took over that church for a while, but then he had to end up resigning because of indiscretions in the ministry and so on. But, even in Rush Limbaugh's brother did a book on religious persecution or whatever and mentioned my case in his book. But, you know, why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing this up to show the contrast between those who subscribe to the sovereignty of God in salvation and those who subscribe to the free will of man. And you know what? The two cannot fellowship together. They're like light and darkness. You know, even my own relationship with my mother has gone sour over this, because she's so invested in her false religion. And she cannot handle, okay? She said here a while back, we can talk. Yeah, as long as we talk about the weather and small things. You know, but she doesn't want to talk about spiritual things with me because it's in contradistinction to her belief system. And we see that this same thing happened in Galatians, didn't it? With whenever the Judaizer just tried to come back in, and Paul started taking them to task over it, they were ready to throw Paul out on his ear, wasn't he? You know, when Paul starts his chapter in Galatians, he says, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. He starts out by telling them why he was there. It wasn't of his own free will. It had nothing to do with what was in him. He was going the other direction, and God struck him down on the way to Damascus and said, Paul, Paul, why persecutest thou me? Okay? And he said to him in Galatians, verse 6, I marvel that you are so removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. This is what was a marvel to me when I met with these folks and they found out what I was upholding. How so quickly they removed themselves from wanting to have a relationship with me. And Paul said that this gospel of Judaizers, of works, is another gospel. He says, which is not another, but there are some that trouble you and would pervert, he calls it a perverted gospel, would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than which we are preaching you, let him be accursed. For now do I persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. That was my experience. If I had went along with their little two-step program, I would probably be a nationally renowned circuit speaker today. You know, I'm sure glad I didn't, you know. Paul says, I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Here my whole life I have been taught the Arminian doctrine, and God in His grace showed me it was a perverted gospel and caused me to reject it, didn't He? He says, for ye have heard of my conversations in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. You know. But he goes on and says that it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace. That's what God did with Larry Phillips too. He not only separated me from my mother's womb, He's now separated me from fellowship with my mother. To reveal His Son in me, that I might preach Him among the heathen. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. If I was conferring with flesh and blood right now, I would have to be in the Arminian camp, because all my flesh and blood pretty much are Arminians. You know, my own cousin, who is the wife of a Westland minister district manager, told me, I'm through, speaking of her being through with me, because she was upholding that passage in Peter, God is not willing that any should perish, as a universal salvation. And I brought up to her that that passage is clear, that it's speaking to the brethren, to usward, and He is not willing that any of God's elect perish. But if He was not willing that any should perish, none would perish, but we know that Judas perished. Anyway, I wanted to just share this. Why do the Arminians, why do they reject the gospel? You know, and he says in Galatians 2:5 that because of the false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. Because all these Arminian people that I had been had met because of this case, they were all in bondage to their works doctrine, and they wanted to bring me under bondage, but God had other plans. God had other plans. Well, he says in verse 16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are also found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. Verse 20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. That's the message this morning. You know, the Arminians are thinking they're justified by their free will, by the law. They're trusting in their own righteousness, and they're ready to cast off anyone who upholds the sovereign grace of God in salvation. So let us think on these things this morning. And if you are being rejected by those who are frustrating God's grace, you're in good company. Paul was rejected by him. Peter was rejected by him. John was rejected by him. Christ was rejected by him. Christ said, if they will persecute me, they will persecute you. So let us remember these things, and let us give all glory and praise to God for revealing His Son in us. And that realizing that it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. God bless.